Please take me back to toyland.
I just started over, but we got it. Toys for Tots kickoff! Are you kidding me?
Here. Today is day one! Dan Dotson is still the only toy kickoff, folks! And don't forget December 8th at the store!
Wow, you are You are in plug mode. Telepath.
Dark Room Men.
Dark Room Men.
Special appearance by the Mystery Man.
That would be Lou Dickman.
No, it might not be.
Okay.
It could be the Lou Dickman Jazz Quartet. Featuring Lou on bass kazoo.
Well,
Lou, come here. What do you think about this football game tonight?
Well, I think it's going to be a bond burner, but I'm glad we're at home. I'll say that. Vikings
are
good.
Well, Minnesota doesn't have a good record against the Bears at home.
That's right. And
the Bears don't have a good record on national television, so hopefully they even out.
Exactly.
It's going to come down to butter.
Yeah.
Our
kicker. I think, Lou, is it going to come down to Cody Periwinkle?
Yes.
It's too bad the NFL... Go ahead.
Oh, well, but that's okay. He's on a number one team.
That's right.
I'd
never seen anything like that before. I don't think anybody. That has to be an NFL record. Unless George Glenn.
And you were at Sovereign Liquor, 6202 North Broadway.
It's too bad the NFL hates Lou Dickman weekly because they change all these games. They change another one on the night.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. But that's okay. Lou will get back at him.
We're coming back December 2nd, Lou Dickman Weekly, after a little break. And, of course, Lou, you are making a comeback. You're making a comeback in the you're mere points away from Rich Lars because he got another dunce.
Did
he? Yes.
Yes. I'm what? Am I in last still?
You're still in last, but by like three points. So you just have to make it up this week if you have another good week. And if you're against Rich Wall.
Of course I'm going to have a good week. The Giants and the Bears are going to win today.
Hey.
On the road to 9-7, baby.
Exactly.
Hear that, Hawk. Hear that, Haney. On the road to 9-7. New York football Giants to play in New Jersey. Pride of New England.
Well, besides that, Lou, there's another Lou, of course, in the pickers pool. He's Lou Cleggerth, and we call him Cleggers because we don't have two Lous. But he's on top of the Dickman.
The more Lous, the merrier.
That's right. The more Lous, the merrier. But he's on top of the Dickman right now. And Miller Bob is trying to think of what week to come in.
I have to be confusing the heck out of Miller Bob now. He's pulling out 9s and 10s. Miller Bob, catch up. I'm looking at the sports page now, fucko.
Well, Lou, your video is up for Toys for Tots. It's a great one, as usual. And let's go to your question of the week.
I'm all ears.
Which toy, Lou, in your opinion, was the most dangerous of all time and should not be brought to Toys for Tots?
I'm not sure it shouldn't be brought to Toys for Tots because I really enjoyed the heck out of this game, and that would have to be Jarts.
Do you ever almost hit somebody with a Jart, Lou?
Nope. I've seen a few close calls on toes, but, you know, but then again, that's what we were shooting for.
Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Anyway,
Toys for Tots.
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Official Toys for Tots Drop-Off. See Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago, to drop off your toy. Tell him Lou Toys with you!